If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Inside your business on Kaya Biz.
Inside Your Business is brought to you by Absa CIB,
a Pan-African bank that's invested in your story and every new path it forges.
Because your story matters.
Yep, your story matters. And we want to hear from you as to what your story is around connections and, I guess, participation of multiple generations in the workplace. A good friend of the show is joining us now to tell us more about this. Dion Smith, who is Master Rewards Specialist, and Sarah, Executive Member. That's the South African Rewards Association. He's also the Group Remuneration Manager at Pepco. Ooh, Dion, always good to touch base with you. But perhaps let's just pick up by understanding the importance of having employees who connect multiple generations in the workplace. Why does this matter?
So, yeah, thank you for having me. It's great to be back, and good evening to the listeners. Yes, I think that generations, we stereotype people quite easily, and we do this with generations even. And I think why it's important to have that mix, because as you have diversity in race, as well as gender, that will bring great ideas, different views, different perspectives, almost a different flavor to the workplace. Different generations do that as well, giving different views. They have different exposures that they can bring, and they look at things different. They're also consumers of products or services, and they want to also be treated in a certain way that might differ from generation to generation. So that's why it's important, because I think it can always add to productivity in the workplace, and it will increase engagement. There's a lot of positives that can come out of having a well-balanced generational mix in the organization.
And I guess this is interesting because it also speaks to different sectors, right? Or certain sectors where this would be very prominent. I'm assuming the legal profession, healthcare, finance, and the services space, even engineering and mining. You know, members of the older generation would be more entrenched. And I say older in a polite manner, with a lot more experience. Baby boomers, traditionalists, or silent generation, people born between 1945 to 1965. But Generation X has also made a prominence there. Talk to us if gender mix is also more specific or inclined to specific sectors.
I think that you'll see average age in certain industries being much higher, so you have an older generation in that. And I think that younger generations might want to move into, as we some of them, more glamorous sectors. So you'll find them wanting to go in tech or banking or financial services, more than some of your traditional sectors, construction, manufacturing, even retail. So I think there is that pull for different generations. It might also be a values thing, that younger generations identify with different values, so they're looking for companies that match their values in the end of the day, so they will almost pull towards companies of that nature, which then does create a dynamic of you're almost missing certain generations, or a big bulk, or not a balanced mix of certain generations in certain industries. So I think there is some truth to that.
I find this so interesting, because the truth is, with any generation, there's always a different culture or mindset to it, right? And where we find ourselves now is that most people and friends of mine who happen to be recruiters or lead teams typically say Gen X's or Gen Z's, I beg your pardon, are very lazy. They prioritize time off. They're all about mental wellness and stability. Then you have the baby boomers who are like, work is work. I come here to earn a salary. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to drive a purpose. I'm here to perform and have outcomes. Help us understand how these assumptions, as you've said, either, you know, can make or break a team.
And I also think that's a very bad stereotype. Mm-hmm. I think that if you are Generation X, you see the other generation, and every generation, there's even a song, every generation blames the one before, so we all see other generations, we are not like them, but it's our own biases, you know. I think we're more alike than we think, you know. There's a lot of common ground, and I wouldn't say Gen Z is lazy. I think they are more even innovative. They want to do things. They believe in balance in the workplace. You know, for them, career is not the only thing. And then that's also a stereotype. It might not be the truth for all of them. But I think they get balanced better, and they have other priorities. They they don't work to live, they live to work. So that's our theory, that, you know, they're not there in for the work. Work is for means to an end for them. So I think they get some things right. And I think every generation can learn from another. You know, there's aspects where you think, because that you've, and if you're in the 80s, you have certain work ethic, you think, and that's a certain way of doing things. But that's just a different way of things. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It's just different. And I think that's sometimes where you get words like, they're lazy, they do this, they don't want to work. And it's just because it's different, and people don't almost acknowledge that that is just a different way of working, and it's okay. It's not a bad thing, and they will be very innovative because they'll find different ways of doing and being just as productive. But they'll make sure they prioritize health, they prioritize mental health, and they prioritize families and leisure time, which is also not a bad thing.
Very true. And then you find people like me who are not only diplomatic, but are open to different perspectives, right? And maybe even fall in the different age groups because of when you happen to be born. And these are defined as Caspers. Tell us more about them. Not to be confused with Casper the Friendly Ghost, but Caspers between different generations. Got you.
So I'm also a Casper. I fall between millennials and Gen X, and I've always, and this is why CASP has always fascinated me, because I always felt that I have one leg in each. I don't always identify with everything of millennials, and I identify with some things Generation X, but not everything. So I almost felt almost this melting pot. And then in my own research, you know, I came across this CASPers concept, which means you are actually a bit of both. You ended off in the one generation, you started off in the generation. And a Casper, I think, is of great importance because it's almost, and I've called it generation glue. It actually glues one generation to the next. So they have a very specific function in organizations, and they can play a very important role if used correctly.
And maybe talk to us about those roles, because it almost seems as though they have a beautiful way of bringing teams of various generations together.
Yeah, so it's usually, and I always said it's almost easier for Gen X and Gen Z, for example, to work together, as well as boomers and millennials, because boomers were the parents of the millennials. The Gen X was parents of the Gen Z. So they've almost grown up and got to understand each other better, so they work well in the workplace. It's those generations that next to each other that sometimes has issues. So what Caspers do is actually bridge that gap. They are the peacemaker. They are the communicator. They are that, you know, trying to bring both sides together to get to a solution. So great collaborators, because they are a bit of each. And they don't allow gaps, which also brings the diversity, and they bring those differing views together in a workplace. So they can play a very important role, which can lead to great productivity and efficiency, less turnover, because you don't have that conflict between one generation and the next. You almost have that adaptive peacemaker in that role that they can play that role, that create that efficiency that ends up to the bottom line of an organization, because you have your staff, greater productivity, greater bottom line.
I find this so interesting, Dion, because we never know if human capital executives might be listening, but help us contextualize how this not only translates into better outcomes for the organization, but even for the team members themselves, especially when we, you know, often speak to corporates about culture and how that culture speaks to productivity, how that productivity then translates into increased remuneration for employees, because there's a ripple effect. It's a cycle here.
It is definitely a cycle. So high productivity levels, like I said, it links to positive impacts of organizations' culture and how people work with each other, because it's then the working environment, so the working conditions, the team cohesiveness, and a greater sense of belonging for all employees, because instead of having the conflict, everybody else understands each other, there's common ground, and there's almost this link that is created. And high engagement levels will create happier employees. Mm. And I think with greater bottom line, there is, like you said, there's an impact on remuneration at the end of the day, as the better bonuses will apply and so forth, and company doing better. So there's definitely an underlying almost pull-through effect of having them in your organization.
Got you. And I guess even in terms of having them in the organization, how do you deal or manage power dynamics or power leadership dynamics? Let me put it that way, because that's what it is. It's I'm sure you see this all the time.
I think it's very challenging, and leader dynamics always depends on personality as well. And I think that's another facet to deal with, and because the older generation will almost always be the managers of the younger generation. But I think younger generations, especially the new generations come, will push that dynamic quite a bit and challenge that power dynamic quite often, which we'll see. So we'll definitely see some change in that as well.
Looking forward to seeing and hearing more of your thoughts on this one, especially in the days to come. But such a pleasure speaking to you, Dion.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That's Dion Smit, who is a master rewards specialist at the South African Rewards Association. He's an executive member there. He also sits as the group remuneration manager at Pepco. That's the diversified business that owns the likes of Ackermans and Pep Stores and a few other sneaker companies as well.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.